All of you is more than enough for all of me, for every thirst and every need. You satisfy me with your love, and all I have in you is more than enough. You are my supply, my breath of life, and still more awesome than I know. My reward worth living for, and still more awesome than I know. All of you is more than enough for all of me, for every thirst and every need. You satisfy me with your
consuming fire.
There must be more than this. Oh, breath of God, come breathe within. And there must be more than this. Spirit of God, we wait for you.
consuming fire fan into flame. A passion for your name, Spirit of God, fall in this place. Lord, have your way. Lord, have your way with us. Come like a rushing wind, clothe us with power from on high. And now set the captives free, and leave us a bed to your praise. And Lord, let your glory fall. And Lord, let your glory fall. And consuming fire fan into flame. A passion for your name, Spirit.
Father God, I'm so thankful that it's Pentecost today and what you did on that day. And Lord, just I pray that you would do that again in us. And so I just want to read a little bit out of Acts 1 and 2. So Jesus' words, "Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. It is not for you to know the times or dates the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." So when the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled. So, Lord, I just pray that you would do that again, that you would fill us, we would know it, and that we would be filled with your power and that we would testify and be bold for you. So I pray this in your name, Jesus.
during that song, I got a picture in my head. And so with the busyness of this week, it's been kind of crazy. I forgot that this morning was Pentecost. But I got this picture of, in this last song, about like our property. And it's kind of in a bubble, but inside the bubble, it was like there was this giant tornado that just kind of was swirling around. And then just as you're sharing, it's like, oh, right, it's Pentecost. So yeah, Jesus, I ask that you would do that today, that you would stir these things up in our heart, that we would have a passion for you, that this passion would just push out the things in us that block us from sharing, block us from being bold, from pouring out your love on other people, that you would stir that up in us.
Spirit, break out.
Spirit, break out. Spirit break out and break our walls down.
Cover the earth.
doors and crash through the windows and cover the earth.
Choice but to break. Shame has no choice but to lean in your presence. Fear has no choice but to bow. Chains have no choice but to break. Shame has no choice but to lean in your presence.
Fear has no choice but to bow. Chains have no choice but to break. Shame has no choice but to leave in your presence. Shame has no choice but to bow. And chains have no choice but to break. And shame has no choice but to leave in your presence. Let the spirit rise up, let it break through the walls and break down the doors and crash through the windows and cover the earth. Spirit rise up, let it break through the walls and beat down the doors and crash through the windows and cover the earth, 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 the earth.
I was meditating on Acts 2 this morning as well, and what we just sang there about fear having no choice and chains having no choice and shame having no choice, those are all things I think all of us have experienced, and they're not good, and there are things that when people don't know the Lord, they're definitely experiencing those things all the time. And so when I was meditating on Acts 2, part of it was in your presence is joy, and just the power of his presence. And and his presence is here with us today, and his presence is breaking those things in us. And I pray that it's going out also from this place here too. And we thank you, Lord, for your joy. We thank you, Lord, for your presence here with us. We thank you, God, that your love wins. And thank you, Lord, for filling us with your presence and pushing out those things of darkness that cannot have a hold when we choose to fill ourselves with you. And so we praise you for your power. We praise you, Lord, that you indwell us and empower us. And we thank you, God, for your power. In Jesus' name I pray.
This I believe.
all creating one, God Almighty. Through your Holy Spirit, conceiving Christ the Son, Jesus our Savior. I believe in God our Father. I believe in Christ the Son. I believe in the Holy Spirit. Our God is three in one. I believe in the resurrection, that we will rise again. For I believe in the name of Jesus. Our judge and our defender suffered and crucified. Forgiveness is in you. Descended into darkness, you rose in glorious light. Forever seated high. I believe in God our Father. I believe in Christ the Son. I believe in the Holy Spirit. Our God is
So one of the things that we also believe, we believe all those things that we just sang. We also, as a church, we believe that all the gifts that we read about in the scriptures in the New Testament are for today, that none of them have ceased. And those gifts are listed in places like Romans chapter 12 and 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and 14 and Ephesians chapter 4, and different places. And one of those gifts is the gift of tongues, and we believe in it. We don't fully understand it. I don't think anyone here would say we fully understand it, and yet we believe, because there it is in Scripture. And so what we do know about the gift of tongues is that when it is shared publicly, there should be room for interpretation. And we have come to the conclusion that that interpretation, God chooses to give it to different people. That's what we've experienced, and that's what we see. Again, if you're a believer in Jesus, you have the Holy Spirit living in you. So even if you don't believe in tongues, you have the Spirit of God living in you who does believe in tongues and who gives the tongues. And so what I would encourage, Lily has a tongue. That's why I'm sharing this. I wouldn't normally, because we have guests, I just don't know where everyone stands on it, and so I want to explain a little bit. But she has a tongue from the Lord. And so what I would encourage is, as the tongue is being given, just listen, and then we will leave room for interpretation. We have found that God gives interpretation through many different ways. If it's literal interpretation, if you understand the language, then to give that. Sometimes he gives a picture from his Spirit, sometimes a word, a scripture passage. So let's just be listening together as the tongue is shared.
So this is odd. I just felt the Lord saying that I'm supposed to actually roar, and I'm like, oh, I don't know how to roar. Our kids know when I try to do these things that it's not really so great, but I'll be obedient, and anyway. Oni ana 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 oni taranikonda anda staranikondi anda nastora andi oh nana stora nikana andi.
Have a word. Yep. Yeah, I'm just going to bring the mic to everyone just because, again, we're out in the open.
I could just, it was after the conversation that Jesus had at the woman at the well, and it was her running and running and running to the village, and just this excitement and this craziness that I found him. He's here. I've talked to him. You got to talk to this man. It was such excitement and her, yeah, just that running and declaring the whole way.
I just saw like a long tunnel, and at first it was dark and then it went into light.
I felt it was the first words I heard was it's not too late to the party, but it's not too late to the party to declare vocally, to say, I believe in Jesus. I believe in the name of Jesus. And I think that there's an ability, a chance now to say that, that out loud, I believe in the name of Jesus.
The roar scared me. I don't know if it scared anyone else, but I actually feel like that's like when Jesus roars when he comes back, he's going to scare people. And so that's what I got, was actually just, yeah, it will be scary, but run to him. And now's the time to run to him instead of away from him.
Yeah, along that line, I got the phrase, wake up, church.
So Lily, when you roared, I was praying so hard for God to just give you that freedom. And so when I heard that roar, I felt that, I was thinking of, okay, so like our kids, when they do the same thing over and over and over again, and at first you're like, okay, no, you shouldn't do that, you should do this, and then they do it again. It's like, hey, I told you once, and then over and over, it's just like, she's like, wake, like this, wake up and listen, and also, do not fear man, do not fear man, fear God.
Anyone else?
There we go. I don't even know what to do with this, but I'll just share it. Usually during a tongue, I don't get much or any emotion, but as soon as Mom stopped roaring, I just started crying. And even now, I don't have anything to go along with that, but it's just these tears.
Anyone else?